Hello everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Sensibilities of Being Authentic. This is Sandy Vasu, and for today's topic, I wanted to talk about being your own obstacle. We all want to be free to express ourselves fully, right? And we admire or find inspiration from those confident enough to do exactly that. They are the ones who took that leap of faith and achieve their dreams. Well, to be honest, we also know that not all of them succeeded. But is this reason enough to doubt our own potential for success? First, let me clarify something here. Success is a relative term. So, we might think someone failed because of what we think success should look like. But because that person lived life pursuing their dreams, they lived and loved on their terms. So they would always find reason to celebrate their life. Even if we thought they failed at achieving their dream, doesn't mean they think the same. Due to our attachment to specific results, we are too afraid to speak our mind or express our values. And we start developing insecurities or reservations towards ourselves. We start comparing ourselves to those who succeeded to increase our chances for success. Or we compare ourselves to those who failed and make sure we don't exhibit any of their negative qualities. Because we misunderstand what defines us. Now, for example, I was told by some of my friends that I was too stubborn and they didn't like that in me. So I took it personally and started being more agreeable towards their ideas and arguments. Then my other friends noticed I was acting unlike myself and complained I was too boring and compliant. Once this happened a few more times, I started feeling exhausted. I realized I had started living for others and forgot to live for myself. All because I didn't believe in my own worth. I didn't value my ideas or opinions, but expected others to value them instead. I felt powerless, regardless of feeling inferior or superior, because others decided my worth and not me. Feeling inferior or superior came from my need for approval from others. So I would look for ways to manipulate how people saw me and only get positive feedbacks, because that would make me feel superior in value. And negative feedbacks would mean that I was inferior in value. But very soon I realized it was impossible to satisfy everyone. I would make a painting and some people would find reasons to love it and some would find reasons to hate it. And my teacher would find both reasons to love and hate it. That is when I realized people will find what they are looking for regardless of the results I produced. Either I succeed or fail, people will find reasons to love or hate me depending on what they are looking for. Now take Google for example. If we look for good stuff, we will find it. If we look for bad stuff, we will find it. At the end of the day, our search history would not reflect who or what Google is. Our search history will reflect who we are and what we look for. Similarly, either I look for reasons to love or hate others, I will find that too. If I looked for reasons to hate Mother Teresa, I assure you, I will find it. And at the end of the day, my own search history will not show me who Mother Teresa was, but what I looked for in a person like Mother Teresa. The same goes for myself. I will find reasons to believe in my worth or feel inferior depending on what I look for. I can make a new mistake and use that as a reason to hate myself, or others could use that as a reason to change their opinion of me if that is what they are looking for. Whatever we look for, we will find it, and it gets added to our own search history eventually. Our search history doesn't show us our results. It shows us what we looked for in those results. Did we look for lessons to be grateful for and reasons to celebrate? Or did we focus on the mistakes we made and reasons to blame ourselves? No one result can completely define us because we are always producing results as we grow and change. With every experience at every moment in our lives, a result is added to us. And so each result is different from the other and not entirely in our control. Now, goals, on the other hand, are of two nature. Our goals can be the value we give or the value we get. Value we give meaning what we can do for others, and value we get being what we get in return from others, like attention, money, love, and so on. If our success is based on the value we get, we will trap ourselves in a constant need to please others, which means we will place more value on what others think about us than what we think about ourselves, because the results are not in our control. But if we defined our success based on the value we give, the result will reflect us and our growth. So what we get in return becomes a consequence of our success automatically. When we see value in ourselves, we share it with others in whatever form of self-expression. A painter will share his value through his paintings, as a doctor would share his value through his practice. There can be millions of doctors in the world, and yet the value of the life a doctor can save remains the same. Hence, the value of a doctor remains the same, just like a diamond is no less of a diamond because its market price changes. Only when we see value in ourselves, we will see value in the influence we have on others, because we have something to give. And as we increase what we can give, the value we see in ourselves increases. We find more reasons to believe in ourselves, in our worth. Remember, our confidence to shine gives others the reason to believe they can shine too. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's topic. This is Sandy Vasu. Tune in again next Friday. Until then, have a wonderful week. Bye.